USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
8 people, including the bus driver, were injured after a bus veered off the road and was left hanging on an overpass in New York City's Bronx. The NYPD said the incident happened at 11:10 p.m. Thursday. The MTA said the bus may have experienced some sort of brake failure or didn't properly navigate the turn. John Sullivan, a left-wing activist, admitted last week that he followed a pro-Trump mob into the Capitol in order to document the siege, is now under arrest in Utah. The Justice Department criminal complaint is in conjunction with his alleged participation in the Capitol riot. Mr. Sullivan can be heard encouraging protesters in a video he provided to the FBI. He faces charges of civil disorder, entering a restricted building, and violent entry. U.S. District Judge Barbara Rothstein in Seattle said during a hearing Thursday she's not inclined to order Amazon to put Parler back online. Parler, a conservative social media site, is likely to remain offline at least in the near term. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
President-elect Joe Biden on Thursday outlined his $1.9 trillion stimulus proposal and called for swift action on it. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
President-elect Joe Biden unveiled a $1.9 trillion economic relief proposal Thursday with more than $400 billion in funds to battle the pandemic. The plan also includes $1,400 direct payments for most Americans and another $440 billion to help small businesses. Biden said he plans on quickly getting financial assistance to struggling Main Street businesses.
Our rescue plan will provide flexible grants to help those hardest hit small businesses survive the pandemic, and the low-cost capital that will help entrepreneurs of all backgrounds create and maintain jobs, plus provide the essential goods and services that communities depend upon.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Biden said during a speech in Wilmington, Delaware, the crisis of human suffering is in plain sight. We have to act, and we have to act now. We cannot afford inaction. End quote. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the impeachment proceedings move ahead in Congress, will this be something that hurts or helps the average American? USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
With the Senate considering when to take up the articles of impeachment against President Trump, former Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker says the House's action was more of a no-confidence vote than an actual impeachment. He tells Newsmax TV the effort will ultimately have no impact on the lives of everyday Americans.
This is not an impeachment. This is not consistent with impeachments throughout the history of our republic. And really, at some point in time, somebody has to just say, this is not a serious effort to prove facts and ultimately, you know, convict a president or a public servant. This is just a show of raw political force that will die in the Senate and, you know, be recorded by history, I guess, which is Nancy Pelosi's sole purpose, is to have President Trump be the only person to impeach twice. But ultimately, this has no, like, impact as to, you know, Americans suffering from the coronavirus epidemic. Pandemic and entrepreneurs who are trying to figure out how to grow their businesses in this era.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Impeachment is a way to remove government officials from office. The Ultimate Fighting Challenge, or UFC, will no longer punish fighters for using marijuana in most cases, making a major change to its anti-doping policy. The world's largest mixed martial arts promotion confirmed Thursday it will no longer worry about positive tests for THC. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.